I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
Well, we are going to talk with a Wisconsin travel blogger who has been just about everywhere. We are going to talk with Gary Arndt, who is the travel blogger at Everything Everywhere, about the joy of travel this hour. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 7 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Thursday, March the 29th. But before we start talking about seeing the world and travel tips and hearing about your favorite travel experiences or destinations, places you would like to go, it's time to do a little bit of pledge drive business. Joining me is Rob Ferret, who has this hour's goal.
That's right.
Oops, I'm sorry, I got the wrong microphone.
Our goal is 60 pledges this hour. Our goal was 80 last hour, and the last couple are coming in. I think we got it. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Now we need 60 pledges this hour. This is the second to the last day of the pledge drive. We're running a little bit behind overall. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean we're not going to make it, but it means we're only going to make it with your help, with your pledge at WPR.org. or 888-202-2552.
Well, that was great to hear from journalist John Nichols in our last hour. We like to talk about politics on this program. Talked about fair trade in our 6 o'clock hour and the benefits of fair trade. This hour, I'm looking forward to talking about travel and why we should travel and what we can benefit from if we travel. And I think that that's what I love doing about this particular this show, is that there's such a wide variety of topics and great guests that we hear from each and every morning. So I hope you appreciate that variety enough to make a pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We talk about everything everywhere on this program, definitely.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, if you love travel, we've got a couple extra reasons to pledge this hour. One, you may have heard about it already. Everybody who pledges during this drive is entered into a drawing for a trip for two to London, a garden tour with Larry Mueller.
Neat.
Pretty nice. And this hour, when you pledge, Gary Arndt sent us some travel tips, a handful of things he's learned from his travels around the world. We've got that. Just a couple pages, tips, some links to some of Gary's best writing and photography, and he'll talk about some of that, of course, during this hour. Yours for a pledge of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. So any pledge this hour, you're entered into that wonderful travel opportunity with Larry Mueller, and you get Gary's travel tips. Pledge now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Yeah, it was very nice of Gary to put together this list of travel tips, tips for travelers. And we also thought that you might enjoy the links to some of his articles, including the number one reason to travel. We'll talk a little bit about what that number one reason to travel is during this hour, and some of his favorite cities and some of his travel photos. And I think it's a nice way for us to say thank you for your pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio. That's yours for a pledge of any amount, no matter what the amount. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you don't have to travel very far to make your pledge, just as far as the nearest phone or computer. Make that pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It will take just a few minutes of your time. You'll start the day knowing that you made a contribution to your favorite public radio network. Pledge now, any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And I want to thank you if you have made a pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio, like Kathy in Lodi, who gave this morning because she loves listening to Wisconsin Public Radio news and talk programs on her drive to and from work. So, well, Kathy, I hope you're still listening. Thank you very much for the pledge. And I hope you'll join in as we talk about travel during this hour. And remember that your pledge of any amount will entitle you to the freemium or the thank you gift for any pledge the Tips for Travelers, and some other related links and articles by our guest, Gary Arndt. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You pick the amount. You decide how you want to pay. Credit card, send us a check. Lots of different ways to do that. But do it now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
All right. Thank you very much, Rob. We'll talk to you in just a bit. Now, let me welcome our guest. Very happy to welcome back Gary Arndt. He is travel blogger at Everything Everywhere. We have linked that that to our program notes and our Facebook page. He also released the Everything Everywhere travel photography app. We will talk a little bit more about that. And he joins us from South Carolina this morning. He is in South Carolina, in part, I think, because this is the last of the 50 states that he had to visit. Gary, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me back on the show.
Yeah, thanks a lot for being back with us. So that's right. This is number 50 of 50, South Carolina.
Yeah, this is my 50th state. No particular reason I didn't come here. It's just that in the course of doing road trips and traveling, I just never made it to South Carolina.
Very nice. And so what are you going to see in South Carolina once you're there?
Oh, I've been here actually a week already. I've been in Charleston, just visited some places, and spent the week working.
Mm-hmm. And you're not one that had sort of a list. You know, you don't keep lists so much in terms of your travel.
Not per se, but I had a week between conferences. I was in London last week, and I have to go to San Francisco on Monday. And I figured this was a good place to go, having never been here.
Yeah. So what's your favorite state? Just kidding.
Oh, wow. Well, Wisconsin.
Good. Good for you. Well, you're going to be back in Wisconsin anytime soon, or are you just going to be... you are now celebrating your 5 years, practically, well, 5 years being on the road.
Yeah. March 2007, I turned over the keys to my house, and I've been traveling ever since.
Remind us, what prompted you to say, you know what, I don't need a house. I'm gonna travel.
I reached a point in my life where I really didn't know what to do. I had a successful business that I sold, and I had gone back to school, went and studied geology, and I enjoyed traveling, so I thought I would travel for a year or two. Turned out it was five.
Yeah, and you hope it'll be five more and five more after that?
Yeah, right now it's become a business, and it's really sort of become my life, so I have no intention to stop.
Mm-hmm. Well, what is the best thing about travel in your mind?
I think it's the freedom you get. Knowing that because I've condensed everything down into, you know, a couple bags, I can pretty much go wherever I want, whenever I want. I have the freedom to, you know, I work for myself, and I get to explore the whole world.
Mm-hmm. And it's not all fun and games, though, is it?
No. I mean, as I said, this has become a business for me. So my website, keeping that up to date, writing about the places I've been, editing my photos, and all the constant travel can be tiring after a while. So every so often, you do have to take some time just to rest.
Yeah. But you do think that, you know, for most of us, travel is not necessarily our business. It's our way to escape from our business, maybe.
Oh, sure. And I don't think there's very few people that would want to do what I do, mm-hmm. Let alone be able to do it.
But you want to encourage all of us to travel more, to experience more, don't you?
Absolutely, because I've never met anyone who's traveled or has traveled extensively who's ever regretted it. Even if something bad should happen on a trip, maybe you fall down and, you know, break a leg or you get sick or something, the experience is usually something that people remember and they cherish.
The last time we talked to you, you were getting ready to go to Antarctica, and how'd you like it?
It was probably the most amazing thing I've done. I didn't just get to go to Antarctica. I also went to the Falkland Islands and a South Georgia island as well. And South Georgia is a really special place that very few people are even aware of. It's one of it's probably the most important penguin breeding ground in the world. And it's one of the few places on Earth where you can get off the boat and you are surrounded by 150 to a quarter million penguins all in one spot.
Yeah. And how was that Drake Passage for you?
Actually, it was very good. The people on the ship said it was the smoothest crossing that they've had in almost a year.
Lucky.
Yeah, so we got lucky. But the route from Argentina to the Falklands was actually quite rough.
Mm-hmm. And that was something you've been to. Have you been to most of the continents now?
Yeah, I've been to all seven. Actually, I've been to five continents in 2012 so far.
Really? Which ones?
Well, North America, and then I was in South America for the launching point for going to Antarctica, which is three. I was in Australia in February, and then I was just in London in Europe last week.
Oh, my goodness. Five continents in just a couple of in 3 months. Wow. And the next one you're going to visit?
I'm going to Australia again in a little over a week.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be in Melbourne. I'll be speaking at a conference on the 17th and also attending an event for the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra that my friend Scott Kurtz will be at. They'll be doing an evening of video game music. And then I come back and I'll be doing a photography tour around the American Southwest in May.
Now you are, talk a little bit about that. I was just looking that up. You have a photography tour coming up. So you're going to lead this. It's a travel, I can join this tour and you'll show me how to take travel photos?
Well, this tour is already sold out.
Oh, come on. I can get in it, can't I? I'm just kidding.
It's a pretty small group. We've got 12 people, but we'll be doing another one and we'll be announcing that probably sometime this summer. But yeah, it's 2 weeks. We start in San Francisco. We hit up Yosemite, Death Valley, Las Vegas, Bryce Canyon, Zion, Monument Valley, Antelope Canyon, the Grand Canyon, just some of the really best spots for photography in the United States.
Yeah, and what is this new photography app that you're involved with?
Oh, well, that's something we put together. I think people probably know me best from my travel photography, and so we put together an application which is about little under 800 of photos from around the world, and it's also updated daily. So every day you get a brand new photo in the application to show you a different place around the world. So you can browse the photos via a map. You can just pick them randomly. And it's just a way to kind of get some inspiration and to explore places that maybe you've never been and would like to go.
That's different than your favorite photos that I saw on your website that I could sign up for? Or is that the same thing?
Oh, that's just an e-book I give away.
An e-book.
I have an email newsletter, and I have an e-book, my 50 favorite photos, and we're about to upgrade it soon to my 100 favorite photos. And the e-book is available for free download, and it looks really great in an iPad, too.
Very nice. So that's something that you don't have to pledge to get. You can just go to Everything Everywhere, and it's going to be updated soon to your 100 favorite photos.
Yeah, it's been about 2 years since I updated it, so yeah. I have a lot of new photos.
So travel photography by our guest, Gary Arndt. That's something you can get for free. And another thing you can get for free, actually with a pledge of any amount, support Wisconsin Public Radio with a contribution of any amount you choose, and we will send you a list of travel tips from Gary. He was kind enough to put some together, and also some related links and other articles by Gary as our thank you to you for supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. We have a goal of 60 pledges during this hour. So far, 8 pledges have come in. Thank you very much. But we hope to hear from you, too. Make that pledge of any amount to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. We are talking about travel with Gary Arndt. He is travel blogger at Everything Everywhere. And we are talking about his love of travel. We'll talk about some great places to go, talk about why we should make time to see the world. And we're welcoming your best travel experience ever, or maybe your dream vacation or the destination that you hope to see next. You can join us on air at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. We would love to hear from you. Do you love to travel? Why? And what are some of your favorite places in the world? Well, I have so many favorite places. It's hard. Gary, do you have a favorite place in the world besides Wisconsin?
No, I get that question a lot. And it's very hard to compare a city versus a forest or, you know, a beach. They're all different. I have kind of favorites maybe in certain categories, but it's hard to just pick one favorite thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe when I say what stands out to you, what's the most memorable, what was just the most outstanding trip or destination that you visited?
I've done a lot of things. A couple years ago, I visited Jerusalem during Holy Week, and that was a great experience. Got to actually go to services for Easter in the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. Got to go down to the Western Wall during just before Passover. That was
wonderful.
There, I would say swimming with jellyfish in the nation of Palau.
Wow.
Pacific was great. They have a lake there where it's filled with jellyfish, and it's perfectly safe because they've all lost their stingers.
I was going to say, I thought they really gave you a good wallop if they touched you.
No, it's actually in a lake in an island, and they've been cut off from the rest of the ocean, so they've evolved away their stingers because they have no predators. So you can swim with them, and there's tens of thousands, all about the size of your fist, and it's perfectly safe.
Oh, my goodness, that sounds wonderful. Now, do not have... Or do you? What's the destination that you're chomping at the bit to go to?
The one I think I'm going to be doing, not a destination, but I'm going to probably take the Trans-Mongolian Railroad later this year. I'm thinking of going from St. Petersburg to Beijing by rail.
Wow. Why do you want to do that?
Believe it or not, I've never been to Russia, and I've never been to mainland China.
Oh, yeah. I guess if you want to go everywhere, you got to go there, too.
Yeah, I've been to a lot of really small countries. And when I was going to go to China, what happened is they were doing the Olympics at the time, and they stopped issuing visas. So I had to skip China, and I've intended to go back, and I've just never been back. So I've been to Hong Kong, been to Macau, been to Taiwan, just haven't actually been to China. So
let's talk to Joe in Milwaukee. Hi, Joe.
Hi.
Sounds like you have quite the adventure here to share with us.
Yeah, but before I get to that, you know, you just mentioned China, and I just was in Chicago last Tuesday applying for a visa. I'm going to go there and teach English next year.
Good for you.
But back in 2004, I drove my car to Montana. I traded it to an Indian for a handmade bow and a set of arrows, and then me and my dog started walking to Alaska.
Did you walk all the way from Montana to Alaska?
Well, the last part, we canoed into Alaska on the Yukon. But no, I didn't walk all the way. I hitchhiked part of the way.
Wow. So you just wanted an adventure, Joe? What was the reason for this?
Well, Alaska was the 50th state on my list. I'd been to all of them, except for Alaska. And I just decided, you know, it's time to go. I wasn't really doing anything in Milwaukee. I'm a photographer, too, and I just got tired of taking pictures around here, so I thought, I'm going to Alaska.
But not, you know, while I might want to go to Alaska, I might fly or drive, but I don't know if I'd, you know, decide to walk.
See, and I'm a big fan of the mountains, and I wanted to walk through the mountains.
That's excellent.
I had time, and...
So, Gary, I bet you give Joe kudos for that.
Oh, yeah, and I should also add, teaching English is a very popular way for people who want to go overseas and make some money to be able to do so and then do side trips once you're there.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Sounds great. Good luck with that, Joe, and thanks for sharing the walk to Alaska as well. Stand by, Gary. We're going to get an update on how we're doing in our attempt to raise listener funds during our pledge drive. And Rob Ferret joins me with this update. How's it going, Rob?
We're off to a good start, Joy. We have a goal of 60 pledges this hour. We've already gotten 12, which is a great start.
That's great.
Thank you so much if you've already pledged. If not, well, your pledge right now helps this program keep going strong. So make a pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Yeah, we are looking for 60 pledges during this hour. Very happy that 12 of you have pledged so far. So we have 48 to go, and you can be one of those 48 by going to WPR.org or 888-202-2552. 202-2552. Remember, with every pledge, any pledge, any amount, Gary has put together some travel tips, and we have some other links, Rob?
That's right. Travel tips and links to some of Gary's writing, photography, lots of interesting stuff there. Your pledge of any amount gets you that and another travel-related bonus. You get entered into the drawing for a trip to London, a garden tour of London, England, with Larry Mueller. So two very thematic travel thank yous there with your pledge of any amount, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Well, you enjoy this program during the week, I trust, as you are listening now. Maybe you also enjoy Car Talk and Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me or other programs on the weekend. We've got something for you every day of the week, and we hope that your pledge right now will support all of the programs that you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio. Just go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
And we hear from you that we have a reputation for quality and substantial conversation. Your contributions in the past have gotten us to this point, and your pledge today will take this kind of strength into the future. Your dollars give Wisconsin Public Radio the means to keep that quality and substance you count on in our programs every day. So pledge your support now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Anna and Maxwell from Madison pledged this morning. And Anna says, I am a born Wisconsinite who has recently returned to live in the Badger State with my Keystone State husband. All right. Listening to the engaging and lively shows on the Ideas Network has eased our transition and fueled my nostalgia of childhood memories, listening to Wisconsin Public Radio every morning and evening in the back of the family car. Wisconsin Public Radio truly represents the best of Wisconsin. Anna, thank you so very much. What a touching comment, and we thank you for your support. We hope you will join Anna with a pledge of any amount. All pledges help pay for the programming that you hear and keep Wisconsin Public Radio strong. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And Anna's comment reminds me of what we hear from listeners a lot. When they leave Wisconsin for whatever reason, or when they move away, they realize how much they miss the Ideas Network and Wisconsin Public Radio in general. Happily now, there's the technology to listen all over the world via the internet. Mm-hmm. We can't do that for free, though. It takes listener support to make that happen, to pay for that kind of technology so you can listen to everything everywhere, if you will. So make that pledge to support listening here in Wisconsin and around the world at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Okay, 47 pledges still to go within the next 30 minutes or so. So help out now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And remember, any pledge this hour will get a copy of Gary's travel tips and some links to some really interesting articles he's written, a lot of his great photographs, and entered into the Trip to London drawing with Larry Mueller. Make your pledge of any amount, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thanks very much, Rob. We'll talk to you at the end of this hour to get another update. So, Gary, I'm just wondering, before we go back to the phones, didn't you say you just got back from London?
Yeah.
Yeah, so what do you think of the gardens around that area? Did you check any of them out?
You know, I was just going to say, one of my favorite spots in London is the Kew Royal Gardens.
Wow.
And it's a place that not a lot of tourists visit, because the times I've been there, it's all been basically just local Londoners that have been there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that England is known for having some beautiful gardens. I think this is the world's largest garden show or something. A garden is going on in July, and that's when Larry Mueller, host on Wisconsin Public Radio, is going to be hosting this tour to London. So that is a sort of a drawing that we have, a sweepstakes. I don't know if you want to call it a sweepstakes, but if you pledge any amount during this drive, your name is automatically entered into that drawing, and you could win a trip for two to London, England with Larry Mueller. There are more details available at WPR.org, and you can also call 888-202-2552. So just another added incentive for you to make your pledge to support Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine talking with travel blogger Gary Arndt. He is a blogger at Everything Everywhere, a website, an award-winning website. He just released the Everything Everywhere travel photography app as well. He is celebrating his 5th anniversary of world traveling this month, and we are talking with him as he is wrapping up his visit to his 50th state. He is in South Carolina right now. He is with us to talk about his love of travel and why he likes to share the love of travel and encourages you too to travel. Let's take another call, and George in Milwaukee is with us. Hello, George.
Hi. A couple of related suggestions. When my wife and I travel lately, we've been taking a lot of old U.S. federal highways instead of the interstate to go from place to place. And there are some wonderful roads you can take from the old Lincoln Highway, which is basically U.S. 40, 36, which cuts across from Denver going east. Wonderful Highway 2, U.S. 2 up at the top of the country that goes across Montana. Mm-hmm. Absolutely beautiful places. You are much closer to the scenery than you are when you're on the interstates. Gives you a nice perspective. And then along with that, I'd suggest that people check out some old travel books. They're the Federal Writers Project from the 1930s, part of the WPA, called the American Guide Series for all the states. Most libraries have them. They're great fun. For instance, when we were going through South Dakota a couple of years ago, we were reading about all these little towns that we're going through. One of them I thought was quite interesting. It talked about the mayors of two towns who actually had a wrestling match to find out which town was going to become the county seat.
Wonderful. Well, that good advice, Gary. Get off the interstate and travel on some other roads, maybe less traveled roads.
It's excellent advice. And one reason why you would want to get off the interstate is because you really are not supposed to stop on an interstate. So if you see something that's interesting on the side of the road, you can't really pull over. And even if you did pull over, it's not as if you can walk up to it because there's usually a ditch or something that's standing in the way. But if it's just on a smaller two-lane highway, it's much easier to do.
Thank you very much, George. Let's go next to Roland in Pewaukee. Hi, Roland.
Good morning.
Morning.
For the last 7 years, an adult nephew and I have been traveling mainly to Europe, but also the Middle East, North Africa, and so on. And last December 1st, we had our day from hell and travel and learned some things about it.
What happened?
In the past, I phoned the credit card company and say, I'm going overseas. And then never had any problems until we left Pompeii at 7 in the morning to catch an 11:15 flight out of the Rome airport to fly up to Munich. We missed that flight, unfortunately, because the train ride was so slow from Pompeii to Naples to Rome. Anyway, we arrived there, and there is no other flight. We have to buy a new ticket on our own because this is part of a semi-independent tour. I had $600 in American money in the money belt, but they wanted $700-some for the two tickets. We finally got that together, but then I had 6 cents left in my pocket.
That's not very much.
The credit card, they would not accept the credit card because of the unusual activity on it.
Oh.
I've learned two things. One, phone the credit card company before you go, and if something does happen, two, phone them again from overseas. And when you phone, and my nephew's phone would not work properly, so we had to use a phone booth. And European phones, it took like $1.30 in euros, but every time they put it in, I would get a recorded message from the States, and they would use up the first 3 minutes, and I'd put my more money in, but then I went back to square one.
You know, I'm sorry for that experience, but it sounds like you did learn from it, Roland. So do you agree, Gary? Make sure the credit card companies know you're on the road or you're traveling, and make sure you don't get your credit cut off.
I've had that very same thing happen to me about 4 times.
Yeah?
And what happens is the fraud prevention unit for the company has certain things that it looks for, certain things that indicate suspicious activity. One of them is the purchasing of air tickets. Another one is purchasing gasoline at the pump with your credit card. So one thing I've had happen is if suddenly, let's say you're in Wisconsin, you go to Hawaii, you have a rental car that you've already picked up, and one of the first things you do on that credit card is buy gasoline, that is actually going to throw up a flag because suddenly you're 5,000 miles away purchasing gas. Because when people steal a credit card, one of the first things they do is they will try to buy gasoline with it to see if it works because they don't have to deal with a human. So be conscious of what you're buying. So if usually if you're buying a dinner or something or reserving a hotel, that's not going to cause a flag. But be cognizant of certain things that are going to cause a flag. Maybe have a second credit card available and, if possible, an ATM card because okay. You can pretty much get cash from anywhere in the world now.
Yeah, that happened. It happened to me when I was on a trip. It was a tour of Europe some years ago. And it was kind of funny because I was purchasing extra excursions. So, you know, whatever, you know, like some sort of a trip to the Louvre or something like that in Paris. And the credit card company, I guess, rejected the cost of these excursions. And I did have to call and it was eventually worked out. I don't remember. But I thought that was kind of interesting that it was obviously a tourist-like activity that I was doing,
One thing you might want to check is that most credit card companies will have a number you can call collect from overseas, and they will accept the charges. They don't necessarily advertise this number, but when you call and tell them that you're going to be traveling, see if they have this kind of number and write it down or jot it down somewhere. So in the event that you need it, you can call them.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Roland, for the call. Next, we go to Dick in Bark River. Hello, Dick.
Hello. Is this Joy?
Yes, Dick.
First of all, I'm going to miss you.
Oh, no, I'm going to stay here. I'm staying here, Dick. It's Gene Faraca who's retiring.
Well...
That's Gene Faraca's last day is tomorrow. I'm glad that you're a fan.
My eyes were misty. In any event, I traveled quite a bit in the Low Countries, Netherlands, Belgium, Luxembourg. Belgium is a fabulous place. And but I will add one more thing. I do believe Keukenhof Botanical Gardens is the equal or largest of any plant material.
What's the name of that? What's the name of the gardens?
Keukenhof, like cookhouse in Dutch.
All right.
And then you might as well just drive another hour to Den Haag, The Hague, and go see and get first in line and trot over to the little museum. And you can own for yourself, I made a pilgrimage, my favorite painting, Vermeer's The Girl with the Pearl Earring.
Oh, very nice, very nice. Thank you for that recommendation, Dick. And
thank you for WPR.
And thank you very much for listening, for supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. Gene Faraca is retiring after nearly 30 years on Wisconsin Public Radio. Her last show will be tomorrow afternoon from 3 until 4, a special last show tomorrow. She's going to have Luther the Jet on, and Luther the Jet is a PhD academic who was a hobo for a while, so he's an interesting character, and he's going to give her some retirement tips. She's going to be doing a lot of travel in her retirement, too. She's going to be doing some trips to Italy, her homeland, and some others, too. So we wish Gene Faraca well as she takes on her new adventure. Gary, our caller Dick says that he loved going to Belgium, and I loved how he talked about a pilgrimage. Do you view travel as a pilgrimage?
Not the way I travel, but one of the things I found out during my travels is I knew that I was part Belgian. But I never knew where in Belgium my family was from. And I had a very, very distant cousin from, you know, very far removed who contacted me on Facebook, and I actually found out the village in Belgium. And the next time I go there, that's my intent, is I will make a pilgrimage to that village.
Our guest is Gary Arndt. He is travel blogger at Everything Everywhere. If you have a travel experience that you'd like to share, if you have a question for Gary, if you have a dream vacation that you would like to let us know about, 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. How do you like traveling? Has it enriched your life? This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine with Gary Arndt. Gary is from Appleton, Wisconsin, and he has spent the last 5 years or so, well, 5 years exactly this month, on the road. He's been traveling the world. It's now a business for him, and we're talking about why he loves travel and why he encourages you to also enjoy travel. You know, you wrote a blog recently or an article recently, Gary, that it was sort of the number one reason to travel. What is the number one reason to travel?
Well, it's really the only reason when you get right down to it, and that is our time on Earth is limited. You know, at one point, we're all going to die, and we can spend our days, you know, in a cube, trying to buy things that we don't need, trying to impress people we don't like, or we can spend it, you know, enjoying the world. And it's a wonderful place. It's impossible to explore it all, but there are such amazing things to see and do and experience that because we only get one chance through life, if you don't do it, you're kind of missing out.
Yeah. And you recommend that I don't get on the tour bus, that I explore on my own.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a brand-new traveler, I can understand if you've never been overseas before why you might want to stick with a group. But being in a tour bus, you're kind of, you know, herded like cattle all the time to this place and the next place, and you only visit places that can accept tour buses, that they have a parking lot big enough or it's a restaurant big enough to accept that many people. And when I say avoid tour buses, I don't just mean don't be on, even if you're an independent traveler. A good example is last year I was in Rome, and I went to the Vatican Museum in the morning, and there were long lines all the way around to get in the museum. I had my camera bag. They told me I had to check my bag, went through the museum, got to the end, had to come all the way back around, and all the lines were gone. And the reason is all the tour buses, all the cruise ships hit these popular places at the same time, which is about, I would say, 10 a.m. to maybe 11:30, give or take a half hour on each side. If you go at a different time of day, it's a completely different experience. So if you just go in the afternoon or to kind of be cognizant of where the tour buses are, it can make for a much better experience.
Let's take another call from Paul in Lafayette County. Hi, Paul.
Good morning, Joy.
Good morning.
Have you ever been to St. Pierre and Miquelon?
I have not. Have you, Gary?
No, I know exactly what he's talking about. I've been to Newfoundland, did not make the trip over there, but it's on my list of places to see.
Oh, that's good. It's a real neat place.
Why is it neat, Paul?
Oh, I don't know. They're
part of France.
Yeah, it's some islands that are owned by France, and they're on the Euro. They speak French, and it's you know, it's just very French. Some of the people don't speak English. It's just a very different place because they, the only way you can get there is either by flying or take a ferry from Newfoundland, that goes back and forth a couple times a week. It's just, a very different place, very laid back, compared to our life here.
It sounds very cool. Thank you very much, Paul. And you say, Gary, we shouldn't be intimidated by going to a country where they speak a different language.
No, and the first time I traveled, and I was the first time I really was out of the United States or Canada, I went to Japan, and I thought I was going to have a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
I was so anxious, and you're so worried. But now you could probably drop me anywhere in the world, and it doesn't matter whether or not you speak the language. I realize you can get by. And as far as travel and tourism goes and the hospitality industry, English is pretty much a universal language.
Yeah.
So if you're Norwegian and you're going to Vietnam, they're not probably going to speak Norwegian. They'll probably be speaking English.
Thanks again, Paul. Jean in Florida. In Florida, really? Are you calling from Florida, Jean?
Yes, I am, because I listen to you every morning, Joyce.
Well, thanks for listening.
I wouldn't miss my Wisconsin Public Radio. And I just thank you for accepting my call. I'm thrilled whenever you have someone on travel, and would like to say that even when you're older, say past 90, it's the greatest experience in the world to travel and the greatest learning. I wondered if your guest has been to Bhutan.
No, I haven't been to Bhutan yet.
What, have you, Jean?
Yes, twice, but the last time I went by myself 2 years ago, and I was met by a friend in a little airport in North India. I did not go the usual way to Paro, but I went from New Delhi to Bangalore in North India, and I was met by my friend, and we drove into Bhutan from the southern entrance. The first day was my one and big exciting experience I'd never had in my travel before. Our driver, there was just the three of us, got out of the car to refresh himself or whatever, and he left the window down, and lo and behold, there were some brown monkeys playing along in the bushes, and one decided to jump in the van.
Oh, no.
He was the largest monkey I had ever seen. He had a nice side whiskers, and I was about to take his picture, which I did quickly, and my friend said, uh-uh, and I dropped a camera in my lap or I wouldn't have it.
Because the monkey would have taken the camera?
I'm sure. He went over the car, over the van, through the back, and my friend was about to try to push him a little bit to encourage him, and he took a good swap at him. So we all held our breath, and finally he went out of the back. But that was my entrance day to Bhutan.
Oh, very, very exciting way to and Jean, you say you're over 90. That's what you were hinting at that.
Yes, last September. But,
oh, wow.
I want to say the reason that I've entered Bhutan, both in 98 and on my own in 2 years ago, was my first entrance with the International Crane Foundation. The group, put on Bhutan's first crane festival in the 98, and I will always be drawn back to Bhutan.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that, and that's really wonderful to know. You can travel your whole life, Gary. That must be inspiring to you. Here she is, 90, and going to Bhutan.
There was a 90-year-old woman with me on the ship to Antarctica.
Cool.
And I was with an 84-year-old woman in the Galapagos Islands last year. So you can certainly do it at any age.
Yeah. Well, remind us, Gary, where you're headed next.
I'm heading off to Melbourne, Australia, I think on the 9th. Well, actually, I go to San Francisco first. I'll be flying there on Sunday. And then after Melbourne, I'm doing this photography trip. And then I'm ending up to a conference in Colorado sometime in June. And then, I'm not sure, I may go to Bangkok for a month, and then I may take the Trans-Mongolian Railroad.
Always an adventure. And you'll let me know about that, the next travel photography tour, right?
Oh, certainly.
I'm just teasing. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Gary Arndt, he is travel blogger at Everything Everywhere. And joining me now, Rob Ferret, who has been everywhere trying to find out how we're doing this hour on the pledge drive.
We're making our way toward a goal of 60 pledges this hour. We have 38 to go. Thank you if you've already pledged. If not, we really do need your support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Now remember, this is the second to the last day of the drive. Overall, I was looking at the big numbers over there. A lot of you have pledged, but we're a little behind target, and we really need you to come through today to get us back on track by the end of the day tomorrow. So your pledge right now is really important at WPR.org, or 888-202-2552.
And your pledge of any amount helps pay for the programming at Wisconsin Public Radio. The money we raise from listeners accounts for 40% of our budget. Your pledge of any amount also, just a small thank you for your pledge of any amount, a list of Gary Arndt's travel tips, and some related links to other articles. So pledge $20, pledge $50, pledge $100, whatever the amount, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Now, I'm a producer, but I'm a listener as well. And I've got to say, I always look forward to when Gary Arndt comes on the show. We have him on a couple few times a year. I'm talking about his travels and sharing the love of travel with others. And I'm kind of a travel wimp, but I live vicariously through Gary's adventures when he's on the show and keeping track of his blog. This is just one example of the kind of interesting conversations on such a wide variety of topics here on the Joy Cardine Show and on the Ideas Network as a whole. Now I'm asking you to think about what that's worth to you, to participate in that kind of conversation each and every day. Put a dollar amount on it, and then go online at WPR.org and make a pledge, or call 888-202-2552 and make that pledge.
Again, looking for 38 pledges to stay on track. About 5 minutes left in the program. Won't you contribute some money to a program that you value, to a service that you value? Invest in future listening by donating now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
A couple comments from people who have pledged just in the last 10 minutes. Dan from Madison gave this morning because he remembered all the times he began a conversation with, "So I was listening to WPR the other day."
That's great.
And hey, oh, almost the same thing. Ashley from Rice Lake says, "I've increasingly found myself saying, I heard on WPR that." So she says, "I figured it was about time I contribute. Thanks for keeping me informed and entertained." Thank you, Dan. Thank you, Ashley. Thank you if you've pledged. Thank you for the pledge you're about to make.
Mm-hmm.
WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, I thought it was really fun to hear from Gene, our 90-year-old traveler in calling us from Florida.
Right.
So here, you know, here's somebody listening along from Florida online and cares enough about what she hears to make a pledge. So we thank Gene for listening and for her pledge. Now, how about you? You decide how much. Every pledge will help pay for the programming, and every pledge will entitle you to Gary Arndt's list of travel tips. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
This July, WPR's Larry Mueller would love to have you and a guest join him at the world's largest flower show in London's Hampton Court Palace. Pledge now to our spring membership drive and you're automatically entered to win 2 tickets. Explore private gardens, palaces, and castles with Larry and your fellow WPR listeners. For a chance to win 2 free tickets, pledge right now. No contribution is necessary to win. Visit WPR.org for details.
WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and make that pledge to support Wisconsin Public Radio and automatically be entered into the drawing for that wonderful tour of London and surrounding area with Larry Mueller. I wish I could win that. That would be fun.
I think that's against the rules.
It is against the rules.
But it's not against the rules for you to win it, and you're automatically entered with your pledge. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Here's the great thing about Wisconsin Public Radio. You get to pick how much you want to pay to support it. Maybe it's zero. Well, okay. Maybe it's $2 a month, $24, $25. Maybe it's $10 a month. A lot of people like to pledge $120 a year. Or $1,200. You pick the amount that's right for you. But pick that amount and then go to WPR.org and make a pledge or call 888-202-2552.
Thank you so much for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in. Now won't you decide to become a financial contributor to Wisconsin Public Radio at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Pledge because you like starting each day with Joy Cardine, that you like to listen to Kathleen Dunn in a few minutes, Larry Mueller, Ben Marins, Talk of the Nation, all the great weekday talk shows here on the Ideas Network. How do you put a price tag on that? Well, you get to pick the price tag. Make a pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and help support this great programming on Wisconsin Public Radio.
And be sure to ask for the travel tips with your pledge of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And remember, with your pledge of any amount, you'll also be entered into that drawing for a trip for two on the garden tour to London, England. Get the details and pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Still looking for about 30 pledges to meet our goal this hour. I know a lot of them are coming in right now. Make that pledge. Help us hit this goal. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. We really need your help to get back on track in this pledge drive. Running just a little bit behind. Second to last day of the drive, your pledge now is really important.
Thanks very much, Rob. Thank you for your pledge, and thanks for the pledge you're about to make at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.